Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com.
Hello, Cannabis Business Minds, and I hope everyone is doing amazing. I am sitting in Portugal. We moved here about 2 months ago almost, and a lot has changed, and I wanted to give you a quick update about what to expect for the last part of this year when it comes to episodes and content, and give you a little update on some of the lessons that I have learned moving from one country to another as it relates to business, cannabis business, online business, and all of that. So as we've got it in the pipe, we have, you know, episodes that have been recorded a little bit before the move, and we're going to start releasing those pretty soon. And some of the big content themes that I want to focus on in this podcast for the remainder of the year are related to fundraising. I've been working with a lot of clients doing fundraising, startup pitch decks, really focused on sales, marketing, go-to-market strategy, making sense of the numbers, some of the questions that investors are asking, what to be kind of looking for, and add in the fact that now we're into a time that could be a recession. How does that actually look for you if you are in that fundraising mode? Now, even if you're not looking to fundraise and if you're not in that area of your business, these episodes will really be a refresher for you and maybe even a bit of a challenge for you in your business strategy of some of the areas that you want to start focusing in on a little bit more in your business. When we think about sales strategy, if you're operating without a sales plan, that episode's going to be for you. If we're talking about marketing and even go to market, if you've got a new product that you're launching, why not use that episode and really think about it for you, right? So there's going to be, even though it might be targeting startups and, you know, that are looking to accelerate profit, even if you're operating for a while, these episodes are really going to be targeted for you. Now, in all honesty, y'all know I've been living in Europe since before the pandemic. And so my approach to now looking at different states and cannabis is a little bit different. And so I will have an episode or two just about market trends and what's happening. And I have done some state-specific webinars. So check out cannabisbusinessmind.com. I just did one on New York and about the New York tax situation. And so if you as a listener are very keen to want to understand a market or a state and want to know a little bit more about the taxes or the license types, y'all just shoot me the email at info@cannabisbusinessminds. And we'll make sure that I create, you know, a solo cast about that or even a webinar about that. Living abroad, it's a little bit different. My through line really is business, and that's why it's called Cannabis Business Minds. And so I'll make sure that I continue to focus episodes on business. But there is a caveat, because what I've noticed as an entrepreneur living in Portugal, and if you're coming to Portugal, let me know. I live in the south of Portugal, is that there is a definite need for plant-based medicine in where I'm living, in the town that I'm living. Now, Portugal is an interesting country. It's actually decriminalized all drugs years ago and has passed medical regulation, although you're not really seeing medical cannabis programs on the floor or, you know, in the cities, like actually launched here. And apparently they're working on adult use. So I'm going to have some episodes that would be geared towards, you know, learning a little bit about Portugal and kind of a little bit more about Europe. But my main takeaway is this: I'm thinking about starting, I'm very excited, something more along the lines of a brick and mortar store. And of course, right now it would have to be focused on hemp and CBD because of the legalities. But the approach that I'm going to be using is an approach that I've used with clients that have retail businesses in the United States. It's all about education. So I will have some episodes as I start this journey. I'm at the very beginning of this journey of some of the steps and the processes that I'm going to take to engage community, to really start being a local advocate a little bit more. And with that, I'm going to get on some experts to really refresh me about plant science and the endocannabinoid system and some of the new technologies and the new methods and, you know, not just THC or not just CBD, but what are the real benefits about CBN and CBG? And I'm sure that there's a lot more now, that has been discovered. So there are going to be some episodes about that. But I ask you, I implore you, please let me know on your end, what are the kind of the science or the cannabis related episodes that you would like to know that you haven't been able to find on other podcasts, right? Because there's a ton of great cannabis podcasts. I want to make sure that we kind of still focus on the cannabis business and then the mind. So the mind is big, right? So let's talk about mind and mindset. How many of you, I know I feel that, have sometimes felt discouraged when it comes to where you are in business and feeling like, you know, you put in a lot of work and you're not seeing a lot of reward. Well, mindset is everything. Mindset of how we approach our life, mindset of how we approach our business, how we approach our entrepreneurial journey, how we approach even the day-to-day is everything. It's our success is more than 80% mindset. So I'm going to interject a few mindset podcasts that really can help you, you know, improve the way that you are a mindful entrepreneur, that you can approach looking at businesses and give you business and business success and your challenges and all of that, and give you tools that can help you feel, you know, going from kind of that fear-based or confused and frustrated to looking at things more pragmatically and looking at things from a, you know, analytical, yet you can still be emotional, but a positive emotional mindset, right? Because that is everything, especially when you add in cannabis. So when I think about the essence of cannabis business minds, cannabis, talking about the plant, yes, we will definitely have episodes on that. Now a little bit more. Business. That's where my through line is. It's something that I love to talk about. It's what I help people do is build profitable businesses. So clear emphasis there. And then minds. Minds is the community. It is how we all get connected. It is making sure that you're not alone, but mind and mindset are very, very important to me. And that those have been critical to my success of where I am today. And even to just my mindset in general is like having those mindful techniques. So that is where the podcast is going. Now, I realize that some of you might still want some other episodes. And one of the things that I wanted to play around with is this. If you are interested in getting your voice heard and being able to share your story in a way where maybe I'm not interviewing you, but you're able to share your story on the podcast, let me know. I'm happy to, if we align on vision, if we align on ethos and our through line of, you know, my values, I'm happy to figure out a way to get another podcast host or hosts on this podcast, because we all have a lot of important things to say and there's a platform to do it. So if you're interested in that, if it's one episode, if it's a few episodes, if it's, hey, Simona, I've got a whole plan for season 6, let me know. Shoot me an email at info@cannabisbusinessminds.com with the subject line like, hey, let's talk about podcast hosting. And we can try to figure it out from there. So just a lot of new things that have been happening and a lot of great things. And I have to apologize because the podcast is always on my mind and yet it doesn't get done. And there's always reasons or excuses that really aren't, right? But I wanted just to get this quick one out to let you know that yes, it is still there. Yes, it is in the works. And yes, there are a few podcast episodes that are coming to you in the next few weeks on these different themes. So I hope wherever you are doing super fantastic. You are living a healthy and a happy life, even if you are having a lot of challenges, you're seeing the beauty in the day to day, and that you're crushing it. You are, you know, you are reaching your business goals. You're taking that foot step by step, day by day, and you are on your path to financial success. So wherever you are in the world right now, I'm sitting in the south of Portugal looking at a lot of tourists pass by. I'm thinking about all of you and really excited to reconnect and, you know, let's build these businesses together. Until next time. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.